American Cancer Society has revised its guidelines for when most women should start getting annual mammograms. The shift comes during the month when pink ribbons abound, drawing everyone's attention to the most common cancer that affects women. I'm Heather Roberts, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month is the focus of today's Take 5. For Gina Zerbin and other breast cancer patients and survivors, the abundance of pink ribbons is a one-month focus on something that's never far from her mind.
You hear the awareness about breast cancer. You hear going and get your screenings, and I had done that. But when I found out it was cancer and had to go schedule an appointment with a surgeon and then an oncologist and a radiologist, then it all became a lot more real.
Gina's breast cancer story began just 4 months ago when she went in for her annual mammogram.
I noticed that there were some differences in the way that my body felt, and I thought that there was something that they should maybe look into, but I figured it wasn't a big deal. There wasn't a lump or anything, so I asked them to look into it when I went to the imaging appointment, and they were originally not really concerned either because they didn't notice any lump or feel anything, but when they did the mammogram, they did notice that it looked a little different. They decided that they should do an ultrasound. The ultrasound also revealed that it looked a little different. There wasn't specifically any lump or anything, but it just the tissue looked different. They decided that there was a need to do a biopsy. So they scheduled the biopsy for pretty much the very next day. By the following week, they had determined that it was invasive lobular carcinoma cancer, which is never anything that you want to hear, but I felt pretty confident in the fact that I had caught it early because I go every year for screening. But once they did the MRI and found out that it was larger than they thought it was, I did become a lot more concerned because that meant a lot bigger surgery, a lot more treatment. It's definitely a roller coaster of emotions in terms of thinking, why do I have to go through this?
Based on the old guidelines, Gina has been getting annual mammograms since she turned 40, and she credits those screenings with saving her life. She's now 49 and within the window of regular screenings, even with the new recommendations.
The new guidelines are specifically for women that are at no elevated risk of breast cancer, no family history, no genetic abnormalities, no previous biopsies of atypical type cells. So it's of the truly average risk woman.
That's Dr. Andy Higgins, Gina's surgeon. He says the recommendations are by no means a one-size-fits-all, but it does allow for some flexibility for women under the age of 45.
I think in general, the guidelines are pretty good. It really talks about how you somewhat personalize screening for an individual woman at average risk. And it's sitting down with their physician and really going through the benefits as well as the risks of screening.
Those risks include potentially invasive procedures that can cause undue stress and expense for a woman who may end up not having cancer.
Think about it. If you're a worrier, if you want to be proactive, if you want to find these things, those are the folks that want to do it. If folks are, you know what, it's not likely, I don't want to go through this, I don't want false positives and biopsies, then I don't want to go through that.
In Gina's case, without her comments that things seemed off, it's possible the mammogram alone would not have found her cancer.
The statistics will say 10 to 13% of breast cancers are mammographically occult, can't be seen at all on a mammogram. Present with a palpable abnormality or other skin change or a nipple change or something else is how it's detected. So mammograms are good, but they're not perfect.
So does that mean mammograms aren't important? Of course not. But Dr. Higgins says it's about using all the tools we have available, including our own intuition.
I think a woman needs to be aware of her body. I think they need to be in tune. Do not discount. Something's just off. Examining the breast on a monthly basis. Women are the first line of defense of finding things. And when you combine that in addition to mammography, that's how most things are detected.
Ultimately, it's your knowing your body and knowing something's different. It should be empowering because you have ultimate control. It's your body. It's your life.
Gina is hopeful. Her treatments are physically and emotionally draining for both her and her husband, who takes care of her during chemo, but she's optimistic.
I had my surgery on August 19th for the mastectomy, and then a month later, I started chemotherapy because they found in the lymph nodes that there were some cancer cells in certain lymph nodes, and then I'll start radiation in February, and that'll be 7 weeks of targeted treatment to the area.
For Take 5, I'm Heather Roberts on FM News 100 and 1110 KBND.